This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of our former partners joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You hear him on Guardians TV. I love listening to Rick Manning do color along with Matt Underwood, Andre Knott on that telecast. Rick, good to have you with us again, buddy.
Hey, Arch.
Jeff, hey, way to go, boys. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Yes, whatever it is. So there. by the way, what was with you? Cleveland, Milwaukee, from Niagara Falls. Did you not want to play in warm weather at some point in your life?
No, I never did. I never did, which is incredible because, you know, we used to play in the snow when I was back in Niagara Falls, and we did it here in Cleveland as well. I don't remember playing a whole lot of snow games in Milwaukee, but it certainly rained a lot too.
I got to tell you, Rick, when I think I sent you a picture last time I was up there. I was at the arena, and they have got your jersey in the Buffalo Hall of Fame up there, and then – I got to tell you, I'm not lying. I actually searched out your street that they named for you in Niagara, too.
No, so. Did you really?
Yeah.
Went over there to Military Road. That's where my high school used to be.
And so
they moved it, though.
Did they do like a big ceremony for you on that? Because I get excited. I'm like, I know him. It makes me excited.
Yeah, we did a long time ago. I went down there, my wife and I, and yes, it was a big deal back then. But that was a long time ago.
You could be the only.
As a matter of fact, my brother was up here yesterday at the ball game. You know, they drove up from Niagara Falls just for the day to see the Phillies.
I think you're the only person I know that has a street named after him. Congratulations on that. That was better. Who needs Coopertown?
You got your own street in your own town. That's big stuff. How's a guy back when you broke into the big leagues as a young 20-year-old? How does a guy grow up in a cold weather place like Niagara Falls, get noticed, and get good?
Better. I had no choice. I mean, seriously, you go up and you grow up, you learn how to hop cars in the wintertime. You know what? You play all sports is what you do. Hmm. You're seasonal. You know, when the weather's nice, you go out and play baseball. And if it's not, then you'll play football or basketball or hockey or something up there. So you just learn to play everything. You don't worry about the weather. But I'll tell you what, I don't go back there anymore. I'm out in Arizona now where it's sunny in the wintertime.
Nice. Good call.
Yeah, it is.
Rick, let me ask you this because, you know, and I'm looking at some of these guys that are hurt that hopefully are going to be coming back soon. But the whole theory or the notion of taking infielders and making them into outfielders by the time they hit the bigs, just your thought on that, and do you think it works? I'm just curious.
Work for you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did me at I changed in the minor leagues, though. They didn't let me play short. I mean, they drafted me as a shortstop. They knew I could run. I played about 3 weeks as shortstop, and that was it. They knew they were going to move me, and some of the guys down there, Kuiper was my second baseman when I first started, and I'm sure he's got better stories. But, you know, I made a few errors. I made about 3 errors in one game when Dennis Eckersley was pitching. He wanted me out of shortstop. I mean, it goes back. So I learned how to play pretty much the outfield in A-ball and in the minor leagues for the two plus years I played down there. But I never played center field until I got to the big leagues. So that was a little different. But you learn on your own. I mean, now they teach guys how to do stuff, and the game has changed because now they want versatility. They want guys to play two or three positions, which I can understand because, you know, as an extra man, they can try. I think that's why you see more guys playing often. They don't have as many everyday players as they used to have. We used to have everyday players, and you'd stick with that lineup. But now it seems like everybody has players that can play, you know, either the middle infielders or some outfield and all over the diamond. And, you know, if it works, it's great. And they don't like to call it a platoon system, but it is a platoon system,
yeah,
is what it is. And that started about 1983 with the Baltimore Orioles when they won the pennant in the World Series.
I keep going back to Mike Hargrove's great line, starters are starters for a reason. And it makes me wonder sometimes, Rick, I get the versatility, but does the versatility mean you don't have guys who are good enough to just start at their position and leave them alone?
Yes, I think it does. I'd rather have everyday players because that's what I'm used to, but I don't play anymore. I just sit and observe. And, you know, you put guys in position, and you know, sometimes it's not fair to the player, but the player wants to play. So he's going to do anything he can. You know, I want to play second. I want to play third. Don't ask that question to Rafael Devers, though. He only wants the DH now.
Wow.
But
isn't that, you know, something?
Yeah, I know. But with the versatility that's going on, it's tough. And, you know, guys are not going to get 500 at-bats other than Kwan, Ramirez, maybe Santana. Because Carlos is, you know, he's 39. He's still in good shape. But he needs rest probably more so than any of the other two. And now Arias is starting to turn a corner. And now he may be able to play, you know, hopefully they stay healthy because that's what they need. He's done a nice job so far. And he's going to be our shortstop, I hope, from now on.
Yeah, not only that, but, I mean, he hit in the two-hole the other day. Your thoughts on what they're doing with it? I mean, Ramirez is now sitting in the three spot. And what,
right.
You know, someone's got to be there between Ramirez and Kwan now. And just your thoughts on what they need to do with that number two spot in the hole.
I'll tell you what, it's a great place to hit because both those guys, Kwan and Ramirez, it's a great place to hit, number two. I mean, you should get more fastballs, you know, and if you can handle it, boy, that would be a good place. And Kwan always seems like he's on base. Anytime he leads off an inning, he's about a .380 hitter. So, you know, he's always going to be on base. And it's not that he's a big base stealer, but you may get a few more fastballs or better pitching to hit because you got Ramirez hitting behind you. So that makes sense a lot, you know. And you just got to find it. And, you know, I'm sure that it goes between left and right and left to right. It's nice if you have a guy that you can pencil in there and they can get used to each other hitting 1, 2, 3, and 4. Usually you'd like to have that, your top five guys always in the same place in the lineup. But that doesn't always happen.
Rick Manning joining us. You see him on Guardians TV calling the games along with Matt Underwood. Luis Ortiz yesterday. And the Guardians losing to the Phillies and not scoring too many runs in the last two games. But
yeah.
Ortiz goes out, Rick, and again puts together a good start. And now I think we're seeing the Luis Ortiz that they really wanted to get into this rotation. What's impressed you about him?
Oh, well, his ball's nothing straight. He's got a two-seam fastball that can eat up right-handers. He's got a nice little slider. He's got a changeup he's working. His problem sometimes when he pitched great last night. I gave up a solo home run, and that's it in seven innings. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. And the night before, it was the same boat. We had a great pitch game by Bybee, seven innings. So, you know, Bybee's the only guy to go seven up until last night. He went seven last night, didn't he? I watched most of the game. Ortiz is going to be fine. He's got a great arm. He fits into that rotation. He's going to get comfortable. I like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I like them a lot.
Is it weird for you to watch a game on TV? You do so many games, and then every once in a while you get a night off because network's coming in. I mean, you probably get like 10 games off a year, right?
I usually watch anyway when we're not doing the game just so I can see what's going on.
It just seems weird.
It was Mother's Day yesterday, so, I mean, it was a night game, so that's fine. I had a chance to watch it.
But, and a chance to celebrate Mother's Day. That was nice.
I pretty much watch games on TV all every day, you know. It's just that I'm looking at the field sometimes more than the monitor.
I found it interesting. A couple of guys that with ties to the Indians Guardians organization getting let go as managers.
Rough week, man.
Derek Shelton in Pittsburgh and
oh yeah,
Bud Black in Colorado. Rick, the day after their GM came out and said, you know, we're no problem with Bud and everything's fine and blah blah blah. Then they lost 21-0 shortly after those comments were made. Won yesterday and then he gets fired. When a manager, you know, in Bud's situation, in Derek's situation, their teams don't have a ton of talent. What, you know, you look at the roster and you think that's the problem as opposed to the manager.
Well, it's a cruel game, and I think Pittsburgh is not a very good organization. And when Shelton got that job, what was it, 6 years ago,
yeah.
5 or 6 years ago, you know, they didn't have a lot of talent and they didn't rebuild. He doesn't spend any money. He doesn't, you know, if you don't spend a lot of money, and it's tough to spend money, I understand when you're in a smaller market, but you better draft and develop well. You can't mess around. You know, they got schemes. He's great, but you're not going to win with him just because he's one of the best pitchers in the game. You've got to keep the young players going. And Colorado, too. I mean, Buddy Black, in his situation, he's got over 1,000 wins. He's almost got 1,300 wins or something like that. You know, someone's got to take the heat. And did you see who they hired about a week before they fired him? Clint Hurdle came back.
Yeah.
He's going to be the
new bench coach, right?
Something like that. So now he's squeezed right in there, and now he's the bench coach.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's the organizations more so. And nowadays, sometimes, you know, you do have to change voices, you know, with a ball club, whether you want to or not. But you could be the best manager in the world. If you don't have the players, you're not going to win.
Plus, they did have a good. I mean, every once in a while they'll come up with a good team, but Colorado's a tough place to manage, isn't it? You got the altitude.
Yeah.
They're talking about Salt Lake coming in. You're talking about other high altitude teams, and like I think the way you manage there has to be different than anywhere else, just because I hate to say it because the altitude, but that's probably true.
Well, you're not going to get any pitchers there. They tried to. You're going to have to pay more money to get a pitcher there. It's tough to pitch there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a big ballpark. The ball carries, and nobody seems to pitch well there because the ball doesn't break as much as it does in the humidity. There's so much that goes on there, and hitters like it because, you know, their numbers are, if you look at their home-road splits, they're always a better offensive team at home because of just the way the park is. It's a tough place to play and manage, probably tougher to manage.
Bud was good there for a while and made the playoffs and everything else.
He's been good everywhere.
Yeah, yes.
He's been good everywhere. You know, he's a baseball guy. I love him to death. He started here, and you know, when he was here, he was in the front office here before he took off and started managing. He's great. You know, it's just that's the way baseball is. Somebody else is saving their job, and you get, as a manager, you're hired to get fired. It's just a matter of time. And nowadays, it's a shorter period of time.
Rick, what do you think about what Daniel Schneeman has done as a guy who, you know, arrives in the majors late and looked like a utility guy last year and did a nice job? And this year, it's like, wait a minute, what are you doing there, young man? Because you're really playing some ball.
It certainly is a feel-good story. You got to love a guy like that. What was he, a 33rd-round draft pick?
Yeah.
Or something? They don't even have that many anymore. And so for him to go down there, and he's like 28 years old, but he's finally gotten an opportunity. You know, and anytime you're in the minor leagues and you're a draft pick like that, all the high-rated guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, are going to get all the breaks in the world. You're always on the back end of the bus or whatever. But this kid's hung in there. He's done a terrific job. I'm happy for him because now he should be your everyday second baseman.
You think so, Rick?
Yeah, for right now, yes. The way he's playing, absolutely. Yeah, I was surprised the other day when they Philly threw the left-hander that he was sitting on the bench. I would have played him because he holds his own against left-handers too. But it didn't matter because we didn't score off Ranger Suarez. He shut everybody down.
Yeah, oh boy, didn't he though. Great to have you with us. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Arch.
Hey, my pleasure. Everything going all right, boys? You got the Cavs you got to talk about now.
Yeah.
Other than Andy and me looking at each other every day for 13 or 14 years, Rick, life's great.
It's bad. At least when we were with you, we didn't have to look at each other. We just looked at the camera. Now we have to look at each other. It's brutal.
Well, I'll tell you what. Have fun, boys. Hey, you better off doing that than working for a real job.
Isn't that
Amen.
The truth?
Amen.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, boys. Take it easy.
We'll see you
Rick
soon.
Rick Manning, Guardians TV, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.